chometz no matzah. This is, what is it? So what is it? So you saw it. So what status does it have? Sounds from the Gemara like it's a new category midoraisa. But what kind of category is it if it's neither chometz no matzah? So what is it? Phrase in such a funny way. It's Rabbi Kivei has the chat. You should eat matzah, meaning don't eat chometz. So don't eat chometz, that's obvious. Eat chometz to be allowed. But more than that, if you eat something which is not bananas, and not carrots, and not potatoes, and not tomatoes, but rather it's made from grain, it has involves flour and water, and it's not matzah, you're in violation of an Isser Aser. You must, no. That means don't eat chametz. So don't eat chametz, that's obvious, eat chametz to be allowed. But more than that, if you eat something which is not bananas, and not carrots, and not potatoes, and not tomatoes, but rather it's made from grain, it has involves flour and water, and it's not matzah, you're in violation of an Isser Aser. It's an Isser Aser. Very b'fnei atzma. Very b'fnei. Rabosa, this is the opinion we said of Rabbi Yehuda. We suggested that the day of back in Aflamin Hay, which tells us that May Paris is Chometz Nuchem, is not according to Rabbi Meir. Oh no. Rabbi Meir would hold the way we said there's only one din of Chometz Nuchem, means it's inedible. But Rabbi Yehuda has a different halach. What's his halach? That there's a very b'fnei atzma and seer, which is neither here nor there, neither Chometz nor Matzah, an incomplete chimutz. As a separate category of neither chometz nor matzah, which is also called Rabbi Kiva Eger, as an Isser Aser. That's trying to make Paris as well, according to Shitas Rashi. So the way I'm saying a Chiddush, that's why it's so original. No one, I didn't say anyone to say this. I mean, it's a little bit, I don't know how to say it, audacious to say such a thing, that this concept of egg matzah being chometz nuksha would only fit in according to what I'm saying now, according to the opinion of whom? According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, not according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. A man has chametz nukshe, means if it's inedible. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that chametz nukshe is, if it is what? An incomplete chimetz, a buried either here nor there. So, the way we're saying it, the fundamental of machlokos hatanam, I have the very definition. But there's nobody who holds both definitions. There's no time of what we're saying now. Because that's to say that two completely unrelated things which happen to fall into the same category and title, that is a little bit bothersome to me. Well, I must tell you, the revulsion. Other good, all to go that way. Two dinim and it doesn't bother them at all. Somewhat bothered me. So that's why I advanced this possible suggestion. Any questions? I want to know it clear. Today is a shiur about chometz nuksha. It shouldn't be shiur nuksha. It should be a shiur kal. But you have to understand and to put your minds to it. Yes? No way. This mission is Rabbi Meir speaking. Rabbi Meir's version of chometz nuksha is inedible. It could be a complete chimutz, but it's inedible. I'm not going for the chometz of science. I'm going for what I consider to be the great, simple science. There's no difference in the chometz process proper with edible and inedible. Just it's inedible. That's all of the Yisroel we both hear to us. Now, Rabbi Osai. What? Any questions? I want to get, if you have a question, ask it now, because I want to just try to build up. Okay. Now that we've said this, we have to go a little bit further, step further. The Rambam. Rambam is always a gold mine to try to understand things. Let me tell you, the Rambam said, the Rambam did not quote our Mishnah directly at all. Never mentioned the Mishnah, believe it or not. Never mentioned it. His son noticed that. Someone pointed out to his son, Rabbi Avraham ben Aram, said, well, you know, my father didn't mention it because, you read it yesterday, but because. Hey, well, what did he say exactly? It's not clear, it's not meyuchad, it's not, the rules and regulations, whatever the rules are, what does that mean? What does that mean? So I'll tell you what I think it means. Again, it's again my opinion based upon the Rambam, is what his son said. The Rambam does not pass in Chumash Nukshe against Malchus. Against Rabbi Meir. I'm passing against our Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah fakered later. The Gemara says, Siri, Sarah, Fa'ochlo, Potter. The whole Mishnah seems to assume that it's Potter. No matter whatever Seer may be, even though Seer is inedible upon Rabbi Meir, still Potter. So in other words, Chomer is the same as everything else. If it's edible, it'll be Chayiv Karas. If there's any other machalos and surahs, but they have chorus or malchus respectively. If it's inedible, then there's no isum in Torah. Is it osim in the Rabbanan? We have to see the nitty-gritty. I asked you to look at the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rambam, because more of you have Shulchan Aruch than have Rambams, but the Gaon points out, this first Sifkotan, that the first four sifim in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Mem Beis, Aleph Beis, Gimel Dal, are verbatim quotations of the Rambam, in Perek Dal and Ilchus Chametz Tzumatzah. Halacha ches, ches, yud, and al. Respectfully, it goes word for word. So if you saw the Rambam coming, you already saw the Rambam without realizing you saw the Rambam. Because it's all Lashon Rambam, verbatim. So it's not exactly clear. We'll have to go into those Rambams in more depth and detail subsequently. That's what we're up to now. But what about the other category, Rabosai? What about that category known as what? Incomplete chibutz. What happened over there? Well, guess what? When it comes to main payers, God has two extremes, if you recall correctly, when you look up on the day. Main payers without waters in the realm is what? What is it? Matzah, heptagam. Main payers with waters in the realm is what? It's chometz gam. Ramam does not have any category of chometz, of in-between category, nothing, doesn't exist. This in-between category of chometz, main payers, being somehow an ism, and that completely awesome chiyuv karas doesn't have. That's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara and Aflam and Heim and Aleph, that's whatever jumps in the Rambam. Lam and Heim and Aleph, the Gemara says, what does it say? Isa sheni losha b'yayin b'shem and advash, ein chayoban al chibutz akoretz. Ein chayoban al chibutz akoretz. What does that imply? Not bananas. Not in the Gemara. There's no chiyuv karas. Rambam doesn't have it at all. If you mix in water, it'll be a karas. If there's no water, it's at the gomer. So now, what do you mean, chayav nachim utz karas? Rambam against it up in the Gemara. Ladiyas daiti, like this. The Gemara is going according to which Tana? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that on the level of the rise is the concept of burial. If you look carefully in Hilchos Maisei HaKarbonos, on Kochim, every time they might have fallen and set them another a few times, all those cases of barrier, in effect, Ram left it all out. Ram was no such thing as barrier. Denies the whole category. Rabbi Yehuda was in that category. Where Ram denies it. That doesn't exist. The Rambam does say that seer is prohibited. The big machlokas aposkim, remember that. What kind of level of prohibition is this? Ram's expression, we thought that was already yesterday, in Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Gimel, in Hilchos Chametz Tzumatzah. Rambam says, if you have this situation of hichsipa pona, where it's turned a little bit white, osur la'ochlo ben chayav alav karetz. What do you mean osur la'ochlo? What does osur la'ochlo mean? Is it Easter d'oraisa? Is it Easter d'rabona? What is it? Big machlokas, if you recall. Some say it means Manoch, it means d'oraisa. I believe I mentioned to you the Pnei Yeshua, my guru, said it's d'rabona. Like having the Pnei Yeshua, in my opinion, it's d'rabona. Rabban, Rama beats the Rabbanan. Because with the right, there's no such thing, no such in between category. They're not by main payers. Only here by seer, they ask that they receive a pun, because you know any minute now it's going to become Chazan's number. So that's why they ask to be the Rabbanan. That's what seer is, sorry. That's how I understand the Rabban. He admitted he didn't write in the Chazan's Nukshir. Because why? Because it's nothing to write about. As far as the lab, he says, no, there is no lab. There is no lab. Elamai Siur, the Berik of Nasmi denies it on the level of the rice. So the Torah, there is no such thing as Chavaz Zuksh. Ram never mentioned it, no such thing. That's all. Below clue. Nothing. That's what's going on. Below clue. Nothing. Chavaz is the same rules as everything else. Yeah, but there are Rabbanan. There's an Easter of Chavaz Nuksh over here. And he mentions it. Could be the inedible Chavaz is also awesome in the Rabbanan. We'll see. If they hold on by Chavaz, maybe all other Easter also is awesome in the Rabbanan if you eat it. Even though it's anywhere on Achilah, because of what we call Achshevei. You made it important. The rush we saw in the beginning of Parakol Shah. So on the Rabbanan, but on the level of the rice is not such thing. So that's it out. Now. Fine. Let's go on. We have to go on. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Beis was in this classical piece on Chavaz Nuksha. It says, don't take Rashi literally. Same as me. Same as the Chazon Ish. And the another post. Don't take Rashi literally. When it's Ein Aroah L'Achila. Can't be, he says. You know why? Not the Rashi can't be. The Rada can't be. Because we now go to another question. Can you hold on to Chavaz Nuksha? Must you eliminate it? Must you burn it? So the Ran said you have to burn it. You know why? Because we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. Says Magen Avraham, if it ain't a royal achila in the literal sense, we have to be afraid you're going to eat it. I mean, it's possible people do eat things that are not royal achila, but to make a gzeira that you cannot keep the chametz nuksha in your home and pace because you're afraid you're going to come to eat something which is inedible, that's not very likely. So don't interpret Rashi literally. It means it's nechal hayadei. Hatchak, or royal achila ktsas. Now here, everyone will open up, please, the Shulchan Aruch. I think everyone should have a Shulchan Aruch. If you don't have one, you can look at it with a friend. Let's take a look and see what it says. But there are a number of pieces here which we have to put together. Shulchan Aruch, okay. Is it Mishnah Berurah also do the trick for this? It could be Mishnah Berurah also. If you know the Mishnah Berurah, all the Shulchan Aruch in the room, we should do quite fine. Yeah, give a guess. Guess. Yeah. Anything else here? That's it. Tough Men Bays. Sif Aleph. That's wrong. You know what? It was a Rambam. Look at the Rambam. It's the same word. It's word for word. It was a Rambam. I told you, it's word for word. But the Rambam is a Perek Dalet Alof Ches. Same thing. Any more Rambams here? We'll see in a minute, right. Let me know if there's any changes, please. Korchaim, does he have to? Remember Korchaim, he also goes to Shulchan Aruch. That's right. Anyone? You have another one? Pass it in the back. English is on the side. Oh! That was also late, it's okay. Karov is Chometz, says the Mechaber, and I think the Rambam too. We have to get to that later. The next question, we haven't touched that yet. Is the Bayro by, we mentioned the first day, it'll open, but we haven't really got analyzed carefully. Areva so I've done it, and if you look at the Be'er HaGola, he tells you, we ain't seen nothing yet. We think we're big knackers, we know everything, we look at two blocks tomorrow. Oh no. Rise enough Memhei, we haven't gotten to Memhei yet. So let's not forget, this sugya is not complete, so we learn the sugya enough Memhei as well. We have Mem Beis a little bit, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, Memhei, and a little bit of Memches. So you learn all of it, you haven't really finished the sugya. Keep it in mind. Shenos Nesocho Kemach V'oros. Etc. 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 I feel the sun, the shah, achas kolam abir, or is a mut of the kaimel. Stop. Stop right over here. So the distinction between two cases. One is also the kaimel, and one is mut of the kaimel. What's the difference between the two cases? You already saw the source. You saw that? So, you saw everything you have to know so far. You saw two cases in Ramba. One case is Vayirah, one case is mut of the kaimel of the Pesach. Look inside, and either the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rambam, the Mekor Chaim, you have four different texts in front, they all say the same thing. What pshat? How do you learn pshat, the difference between one and another? I know what you want to say, that's what I think, but no one else says like you and me. What do you mean? Ain't a Ra- So the Magen Avraham says a difference. The second phrase is Ain't a Ra'al Achila. as mutar l'kayim b'pesach. Okay? In the first case, what's the status? It's considered to be something which is necha. Very nice. So if you look at the mechab at first glance, it's posh pshat. Simple. We're not finished yet. One second. There's a problem. What's the status of chometz nukshe? May one keep chometz nukshe on Pesach in his house, or may one not keep chometz nukshe on Pesach? What do you say? A yes or no answer?
No.
Guy walks in. It's a pretty good guess. It's Siman Tav Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Beis. Please turn there, and you'll see that David seems to be right. Tav Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Beis. Chometz nukshe, come on. Chometz nukshe afilu beinei eino osur b'hano achar ha-pesach. Stop right there. We have a klal called chometz she'or b'ol av ha-pesach. The mechav and others are chiddush. By chometz nukshe, it is no din of chometz she'or b'ol av ha-pesach. What's the implication of the mechaber? What do you say though? Say it loud. Oh, so though. Dov has his blessed simplicity, which I think is a wonderful midah. Dov says no chafos. If it says it ain't osav anachar pesach, what that means is it's mutar to keep it on Pesach. That's exactly why it's not osav after Pesach. I'll tell you the truth, though. Only one who I ever saw, the only one who I ever came across who thought that way, besides you, was me. No one says that way. Nobody. They all learn. What can I do? Dov and I against the world. They all say, no, pakek. Chometz nukshe achafila beinei. Eino osav anachar ha-pesach. Oh, a deal. If the Pesach is no problem. But on Pesach, you have to get rid of it. So why is it? One second. So why is there east of chometz she'or b'ol av ha-pesach? What are they answering? The Pesach, the Magen Avraham, and others? Well, there's no Bali Ra. Why have to get rid of it? Why? No, Shema what? Yavol Yochlo. Oh, problem. Shema Yavol Yochlo. Chometz Nukshe. I thought Chometz Nukshe that were all Achila. Hence what? It must be raw Achila Deatcha. You see how the steps go? 1, 2, 3. Dov and I stopped at 1. We got off the train. That was the first stop. We were the only ones that got off. Everyone else stayed. There might be a bad neighborhood. Everyone else stayed on the train. So we got off. I don't know what happened. No, the Mechaber meant it's also the first place to keep it on Pesach. I don't know. But everyone else against us assumes that we're wrong. Now, once you assume that it's one second, that it's also to keep it on Pesach, the question is why? You say, what? Bali Roar, that's the second stop, can't be. Can't get off there. Why? Because it's to be Bali Roar, then what should it be also even when? After Pesach. What must it therefore be? Shema what? Yavol Yochlo. Like the Ron said. Shema Yavol Yochlo. Oh, that must mean a what? The nukshes is somewhat raw lachila. Don't take the word in raw lachila literally. That's how the shtalshulis goes. Yes?
Is it an example
to say chometz nukshes
also
if it is? Correct. But if the be bali raw is alright, it wouldn't be exhale.
Yeah, what we're saying is if there is one, so therefore bali raw
is alright. So in fact, it is mutter. Had there been an Issa Bali Ra, Darais, so it would have been awesome. But it is mutter, because in fact there is no Bali Ra. Maybe. One second, slow. This is what the Magen Avraham says. Quotes the Ran, and that's Alas Chad Namachaber as well. The way we said, the way Dov and I said, is absolutely no proof at all. Clock, what we said. Oh. Question. The Mechaber said over here, Aval Dovash Yeshma Tarovas Chometz, Ve'ein Aroy Lachila, Mudr Lekaimo B'Pesach. If you assume, like, back in the first sif, Sif Aleph, Tavan Beis Aleph. If you assume that Dov, that Dov and I are wrong, and we have to work with that assumption because no one else, I couldn't find anybody to say upshot. I didn't look that hard, but I sort of became very despondent because no one seemed to even make any clue that we might be right. So I have to assume that we're probably wrong. But okay. We always have to have a little bit of fantasy. Maybe we'll find somebody who will agree with us. But assuming that we're wrong, that means that Chometz Nukshe is also to keep in your house on Pesach. There's no Bal Yeroeh. So why is it also to keep? Must be that Leroy Ktas Lachil. Fine. Fine. I have a question. If that's the... Oh. So then that's the case that go back to Sivala. Avodava Shiesh Botarovas Chometz Vena Roa Lachila Mudda Lekayim B'Pesach. Push it that way. Why? Here it ain't a Roa Lachila. Here it ain't a Roa Lachila, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. In the first day of the Siv, as well as in Tuf Mem Zayin Siv Yud Beis, what is it? It's Roa Lachila. That's the Magen Avraham says. It's beautiful. Beautiful. No, Dov, if you and I are right, you said already, I think I overheard another mumble that you said before. No. If you and I are right, we have to try to be consistent. If we're going to try to do radical pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, how are we going to justify this line? We're claiming that what? That Chometz Nukshe... No. Okay. We claim that Chometz Nukshe, maybe you can even keep on Pesach. Right? Keep on Pesach, perhaps. That's Ein Roa Lachila, fine. But assuming that we're wrong, that Chometz Nukshe cannot keep on Pesach. Right? If I would like to still insist, okay, I want to still perhaps insist that Chometz Nukshe is Eino Roy Lachila. Because I like that, that's my original instinct. And I want to say the Mechaba may hold that way. I'm against enough of the Mechaba. Because the Mechaba says that Vodava Shishmetarub is Chometz, Eino Roy Lachila is Mudr Lekayim B'Petra. Then off of the Mechaba is Eino Roy, it's Mudr. Oh, you were the one who mumbled, someone said that before. You were the one. Someone said that. I thought, again, no one said that to me again. The Tarovis is different. That's the distinction. Tarovis Chometz Veina Roa Lachila has two strikes. And not two strikes. It's twice removed from real Chometz. Tarovis and Nukshe. You remember the Ran? You saw the Ran on the Mishnah? Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Lezer say? Rabbi Lezer had to make a special statement. Not only is Tarovis Aser, not only is Nukshe Aser, but even what? Even the combination thereof of Tarovis, Nukshe and Tarovis is also Aser. What do you see from that rock? That Nukshe and Tarovis is more cow than Nukshe and more cow than Tarovis. So perhaps that could be shot over here. I'm going to, 1 second. Over here, where it says what? It's Tarovis Chometz. And it's in a royal achilah, which is Nukshe. Then it's put to the time of a Pesach. Because then it's Chazal to make an Exeris. It's twice removed. But perhaps we could argue that Chometz Nukshe, even if it is prohibited, and even if it's in a royal achilah, but it's Be'en. Not Tarovis. All these suggestions that we're making is against the concessions of the Pesach. I just want to tell you, you're not joining the revolutionaries. But you know we're against the consensus view of the classical Pesach.
Does the Gemara make a distinction between Nukshe and Tarovis as far as this question?
Right, there is a distinction. I make a different distinction. My distinction is between Nukshe Bitarovis, which is Mutal Kamav Pesach, as opposed to plain Tarovis, and opposed to plain Nukshe, both of which we're going to assume that are also to keep on pace. That's what I wanted to suggest. That's what I thought. No one said that way either. No, I don't know. No one said that way. No, what can I tell you? Fine. But of course, a major problem, I will say. The major problem. If the Magen Avraham is right, what did the Magen Avraham say? That Chometz Nukshe, and the Chesaron and Nukshe, says the Magen Avraham, is in a Royal Achila. But not that it's not Royal Achila at all. It's Nechal, it's in a Royal, what's his Lashon again? Let's read it one more time. He said, Vitzarach Lomar. Dakoponim Royal Achila Ktsas. Because it's Shemi Yavali Ochlo, the Ran says. Question. If it's Royal Ochlo Ktsas, it should be Chib Kores. It didn't pass the threshold, didn't pass the border, which makes it inedible. So it should be a chiyuv kores like any other chametz. It would be chelek v'shein a roi ktsas, I would say, is an isa kores. So why aren't chametz shein a roi ktsas? ksasa, as long as the roi ksasa is a little bit edible, it should be a chiyuv of karis. That's not my question. I read you the question yesterday, the name of whom? The sefer called the Tvar Shmuel. Asks that kasha. But the truth of the matter is that this issue is raised, is not just an issue of a Magan Avram. There are many others who seem to go with this mahalach and say that the eating of the chametz is the chasaran in your maisa achila, and it's not considered quite to be the regular kind of an achila. And the question will then become, well, what kind of status does it have if you eat, if you do such an act of eating? Some say it's a daraisa without malchus, we pass it with no malchus on nuksha, and some say it's only the rabbanon. Whichever way you say, whether it's daraisa without malchus or the rabbanon, you can still be stuck with the same question. Why isn't there kares? After all, it's edible. It's not going to be the status of a royal achil. That's the kasha. This question is quoted by the stipler. Anyone have that same for Kekilos Yaakov here? That's also out. Please, don't mind. He asks his kasha, and he, but the thing is, he doesn't just ask it against you and me. It's a question against great Gedolei Olam, including Barashem, who said this pshat, the first piece on our parak, right? I mean, I didn't see it. El Dezeda, the Pnei Yeshua, on the mission, the very first piece, the Pnei Yeshua says this Nakuda, and he all came before the Pnei Yeshua. You know what said before the Pnei Yeshua? The Meiri. They didn't have, it wasn't printed in their day. They didn't have the Miri. The Miri starts pshat in Rashi, pshat in the Rambam. It's not a regular act of eating. He quotes over here like this. It all starts with the first Rashi in the Mishnah, where Rashi says, Eilu Obed is what? Come on. Bayerol Bayimotze. So the Mefarshim asks, how can there be a Bayerol Bayimotze? Not real chametz. If we weren't for a pasuk, it would be at the gomer. How gonna be? Wash me by Rabbi Yamotze. Quotes the Achronim. The Achronim includes Pnei Yeshua. Not just Pnei Yeshua. Can't go to the Pnei Yeshua b'sigyon. The Rabbeinu Hagro. In case you're not impressed with my yichus, the Vilna Gaon is the same thing. The Vilna Gaon. And the Or Chodesh, and the Evena Ozer. Minchas Baruch quotes it. What do they say? The Gam Hani Gimel Mine Umnius. When they say Umnius, it means the tradesmen. Their kind of Chametz is Chametz Gomer. Why you partner on the Achila, according to the Rabbanon? Why? Vitam the Kevan She'en Oroi Kol Kach LaAchila. Mach mechshev hachila shelo kiderach hanaasa, v'lekol shelo kiderach hanaasa lo mechshev quote achila, avol guf hadavar chametz gomeru, u'mishemachi shapir over aland v'ayra v'yimatzad chule alma v'afilu l'rabbanim. What does that mean? That's amazing. The chefta shel chametz is chametz. And by Iroh, if I may use the expression, forgive me, is a halach and cheftza. However, because it's not so edible, so then it's considered a chasarn in the gavra's consumption of the chametz. It's considered like shaloka derechana also, which is not considered an achila, and therefore there's no malchus. There's no chorus, there's no malchus, there's nothing according to the way we pass. But it's a problem. And this is a problem which the Minchas Baruch asks against these Gedolim. It's based on Iran. The Iran, you should look, please look, open up to the Iran. You can go on the Iran inside, please open up. The Iran's on the next sugya. Pas she'ipsha. It's page 26. Dapei Harif. What does it say over there? Pas she'ipsha, the bread became moldy and spoiled. V'nifsa milecha la'odom. It's niskalki mi'achal odom, says Iran. What's it in? It burns on Pesach. You burn it on Pesach, fine. The Chitema, the last six lines on the page. The Chitema, Amai Tzricha Biur, Vanevela She'ena Ruyel Leger, Loshma Nevela. V'nosin Tam Nefgam Shari, Afila Bechomet Sepesna, which was Safti, Lemala Perakol Shob, Sad Vishmaya, which we discussed by Rikos. And the Osin Tam Nefgam applies even to Chomet, Sepesna Ruyel Leger. So why must you burn this passage in the first place? What's the answer? Yesh Loma. Tohocha Shani Mipnei Sheru'iyo Lechamea Bokama Isos Acheros. Vach Isa B'Gemara. Tohosor Lechazel Achila V'Afilochi Asir Achmona Me'ay Taima. Vach Isa B'Mechil. And the reason why you have to burn the Pasha Ipshas, why? Only because it's akin to what we call Sa'or. Not because of Chometz. Al Chometz always say it's okay. Why is it okay? Because it's in a royal Achila. So ask the Minchas Baruch against all these Gedolei Olam, Tzei Yeshua, Vilna Gaon, etc., etc., Meiri. So why is it that we have to say, according to Rashi, Eil Ov B'Bayro B'Yimotze, once it's Ein Aroi L'Achila, L'Achila's Adam, as Iran said, we should say that there's no need to eliminate it, unless what? It's Roi L'Chamei Is Zacheres. That's not what we're talking about in our case. Will be considered Sa'or. And Sa'or is what? Sa'or is Chayav what? Kores. I'm actually not Chayav Kores. It's obviously not Roi L'Chamei Sa'cheres. So the question, all these Gedolim are against Iran. So you could say they're against Iran. Maybe they deny the idea of Nos Tal of Gamma to come to Chomus. It's a Pesach, the last one. Anyway, but that's not B'mashma. So we're left with this question. Oh. So either they all argue with Iran, but that's really putting them out on a limb. Because most Rishon agree with Iran. The stipler comes up with a fascinating answer. He says, you know, these three cases were lo nifsal me'achilas odom. And therefore there's bayor bayimotze. Had it been nifsal me'achilas odom, there'd be no bayor bayimotze either. As you see in the rat. No. So why did shloka derech ana asa? Why? This is the following part. A food, as long as it's edible, it's called kederech ana asa. That's a food. Even if it's this kalkel tsas, as long as it's royal achila, it's considered kederech hanos. But these three items of our Mishnah, remember, they're not food. It's paint, it's ink, it's glue, whatever it is. It's not food. It's not food. On the contrary, a person treats it to make it inedible, to make it better fit for his particular trade. In that case, when it's not a food, then their achila is called shaloka derech hanason. Not because, it's a beautiful idea in this type, not because it's completely inedible, but because you're consuming it in an abnormal fashion. The normal way to consume this is to glue books, or to write books, or to paint houses. And if you're using it to eat, that's an abnormal consumption. And he quotes the Gemara. Please turn to the Gemara. Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Please turn. Says the Gemara. Omer Rabbah Rabbi Yochanan with a small dalet, a third of the way down. Kol Yisurin Shevet Torah and Lokan Aleihem Al Derech Hanoson. Lemutei Mai Omer Rav Simi Barashi Lemutei Sheminiach Chelev Shel Shor Haniskol Al Gavi Makoso Shel Potur. He took the fat, which is prohibited, couldn't eat it, couldn't have anah from it. It's Shor Haniskol Asa Banah. And what did he do with it? He put it on his wound. Pot. Why? Says Rashi. Chalif is always in the bottom of the Rashi, which is Dvarim Yudal. So the Rashi, see Chalif? Ein derech hanahoso ela bahav oro. You can use it for fuel, fat for fuel. Vilim shoach oro, so to use it in a tannery. Velo lerefua. What's Rashi saying over here? What Rashi is saying, really, it is a hano. It does cure your wound. It's not a hanah makul keles, But why is it considered shelo kederech hanaso? Mishum delav lahachi kaima chelev zeh. It's meant for fuel to light the fire or to smooth out in the tannery. And therefore the refuah is called shelo kederech hanaso. The same reason over here. These three items in our Mishnah are meant for work in the factory. And therefore achilasan is begedah shelo kederech hanaso. Even though the ano atzma is considered kederech ano, because it's a little bit fit for davar hamadi karl achila. If it would be made of food, it would be okay. Oh, now comes one very important statement in brackets, which is a critical statement. Umil we loved in the skalkel of ksas la achila, were it not for the fact that these three types, this paint and this glue and this ink, would be somehow not perfectly edible. And therefore Rashi and Iran say that these three things are ra l'achila, ain't a ra l'achila. What do I mean? It's not meant, it's not perfect for eating. Since A, it's only ra l'achil, but it's not a perfect food. And B, it's not meant for food. V'meila, the achila is considered shalok derech hana'osa. So the Mela, what are we saying? The object itself, theoretically, is edible. And then it's by Rabbi Yimotze on it, according to Rashi. But it's not, A, it's not meant to be eaten. And B, it's not eaten so easily, only the B'tchak. The combination of those two factors, so it's not considered Achila Gemura. So is the Achila Seach. Very nice. A nice interpretation. Again, that's not how we learned. We learned originally Pashut. The Rashi meant ain't a roll achila proper. Of course, if it's ain't a roll achila proper, then why is it by your roll by your motze? Why is it by your roll by your motze? So the answer was, my answer I gave you last time. Yeah, Rashi says it's by your roll by your motze according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says, it's a pasuk which teaches you what? That chometz nukshe is asur. And chometz nukshe is not just that it's asur. But also included what? In what category? What? In the category of chometz. Remember the Gemara's in the chul and the chom gil? You didn't forget that, I hope. The Gemara is going to be made. Be the lucky. It's about to get malchus of chometz. Look, she wasn't indicate. It's chometz for kol advarim. The guy be mincha. The guy be lach be told the whole story. So the guy be bayro by yamatz also. That's how I understood the Rashi. Inedible completely, which is the Torah is considered to be chometz, and you get malchus on it. And it's considered chometz in Masech Tachulin. For other purposes as well, for lach metoda and for mincha, etc., it's also chometz to buy rabbi yamotze. That's all. That question didn't bother me in the first place. But he has a whole different mahalach over here. A different mahalach, beautiful, a nice mahalach to defend those other poskim who say this sort of in between opinion. And don't forget, it's not that the Yeshua, it's great people. And he said it, it's only gone along those lines. Now, everything until now should be clear. If it's not clear, ask me now. Don't say later there's a hard shear, I don't understand it, you're confused. I want to know now. If you have something which bothers you, let me know. No? Got it straight? Yeah. The Ron says that if it's not Roy, if it's not Roy, la'achilas adam, there's no need to get rid of it, unless mechameis es acheres. Hashim. So the only reason you have to get rid of it is why? Because it's sa'or. Sa'or is always inedible. But if it wouldn't be for sa'or, it wouldn't be mechameis es acheres. It would be permissible to keep it. If it's inedible. So the question is, how can it be by Rabbi Yimotze in our Mishnah? According to Rashi. So I answered, no. Nukshe is a separate category. And therefore, it's considered chometz and kol haTorah kula. And mincha and toda. And chometz and gabi olav. But the stifling is a different shot. Again, along the lines of those poskim who say, it's a whole list. I don't know if I've read the entire list. Who says this way? It's Shalom kederech hana'aso. So I would have said, if not, I tell you the truth, I would have said, these Gedolim didn't all say like the Stifler. They said, when they said, Shlok Adarach HaNasa, they meant, it's Ein HaRoa, Lachil HaRoa, Shah. I have a Stifler's Kasha, look at my terms. The Nuksha is different. You can't compare Nuksha to Pasha Ipsha. Pasha Ipsha is a different story. That may not be... Let me retrace my steps. How do you define Nuksha? Maybe Pasha Ipsha should also be considered Chavetz Nuksha. That's begging the question. Let's say Parship should also be considered the category of Nuksha. I'm not sure, I gotta think about it. According to what I said, Pshat, if it's Nuksha, it's Vayiroa, no problem. Am I going against Iran? So I sort of assume that Nuksha is the three categories of our Mishnah, which are made specifically for painters and for scribes and for, what is that? Butchers, right? But as opposed to Pashish, it was not in the category of Nuksha. The question is, why not? Why not have a status of Nuksha? Some of the mothers not assume that. It's not considered to be Nuksha, for whatever reason. Or we could suggest they argue with Iran, and they'll stand with Kamas, as they suggested before. But since the Stifler accepts neither of those assumptions, he has his new pshat. And which of course fits in very nicely, because it fits in with the Mogen Avraham, with the Chazon Ish. And Ein HaRoa L'Achila should not be taken literally. If it's not taken literally, let it be Yechi of Kores. No. It's not meant for food. It's not meant for food. If it were meant for food, and it's marginally edible, be Yechi of Kores. But if it's not meant for food, and it's barely edible, then the combination of those two factors makes it considered a chesaron in the Maisa Achila of the Gavra. But the Cheftza, if it's somewhat edible, is Yehovah by Rabbi Yomot. That's how the style may try to walk a tightrope. I must say, it's a very talented tightrope walk. You can argue, but that's what he says. Yeah. Well, who said? Absolutely not. That's our message against Malchus. So we made it. Man tana reil v'asara. You get it. It says the rest of the fish against Malchus. Ochla loke, her mayor. Because we don't pass like that.
Right.
So why it's what I already told you once before. The Rashi only said it's Vayirol by Yamatze called Pshat in our Mishnah. But Rashi never meant the Paskin is Vayirol by Yamatze. That's exactly what I said. But again, that's the third time today that I'm blowing in the wind. No one listens to me. Though I said something, they don't listen to Dover to me. Menachem said they don't listen to Menachem and me. And now Mayor said they don't listen to Mayor and me. No one listens to us. We have all these bright ideas and all this. So what am I going to tell you? That's where I iconoclast you against whatever it says in all the regular Svar. That's what I said to Farish. I mentioned it to you. I thought I mentioned it. Did I mention that? Maybe I didn't. And Rav Meir said it only called to be Meir. It's not Allah. Rashi is a Mefarish. Doesn't pass in that way necessarily. Shana the Mishnah. Mishnah is going to be Meir. It's by Rabbi Yamal. That's what I said. I hope I said it. I thought I said it. Oh. So now, Rabosai, we have to tackle a very thorny problem. A thorny problem. And the best place to show you this problem is by opening to the Rosh, if you don't mind. Everybody has discussion. So I told you the approach of the Rabbi Nachmanal with the Chazon Ish. I told you my approach. He has almost a nihilist approach. Svaras haGemara to mikol makom akol nichlo v'drasha to kol machmesis to high kol mar v'chomet she'ena gomer kagon tzir v'achila she'ena gemurah kagon hanigim alovnius. We have a problem in the Rosh. I'm going to open up to the Rosh. The problem should be a fairly clear problem. nobody has. But I found it yesterday. I looked it up right there. One place. I found it. I'll tell you later what he said. Remind me. That was poopoo. Yeah, he didn't like it. And I think this poopoo is wrong. He didn't lower talk to the other Gemara. But it's worth seeing anyway, but not right this minute. We have a problem in the rush. I'm going to open up to the rush. The problem should be a fairly clear problem. Solution is elusive, but the problem is clear. We're on the topic of Osei Vayiro Vayimotze concerning Chometz Nukshe. What's the difference? Is the Vayiro Chometz Nukshe? Is there no Vayiro Chometz Nukshe? That's the machlokas shot in the words of the Mishnah, Elo Avim Pesach. So the Rosh starts on the top of the second column, Kuf Chafes, the second line. Verashi Pirish. Everyone with me? Verashi Pirish. Elo Avim Vayiro Vayimotze. That's the famous Rashi we've been discussing until now. The Gamri Vod Tiktek Ken Miloshon De Elo Avim De Mashon De Sha'ovim Min Ha'olam Min Ha'lokana Avim Aleyen. Which the Kovin Asana points out, that from the Rosh Hashanah, that there's a Riva who says this Barim and all also agrees this Vayirah by Yimot. That's not so apparent. If I saw the post, I wouldn't have jumped to that conclusion. After the opposite was true. This Barim, all of there's no Vayirah by Yimot. That's how I read the Riva. Anyway, below the Eir Rabbein Atan, the Katani B'Seifar, Eilu Ba'asar, Ve'en Memishim Kore, Mashma the Leferushi, Eilu Orpah the Reisha Asi. V'bayirah b'yimotzik omar, tzricha l'meymar, d'lekha kores. If elu omen just means what? B'yirah b'yimotzik, so what, who's talking about kores? We're not talking about eating over here, we're just talking about possessing it. V'yod, v'tarub v'schomet d'masnissin ma'afkinim v'yogimam v'kom ha'chmetz lo socheilu, v'adachol ha'achila, v'v'achila ha'irikro, v'afilu v'achila lo mechaye v'ilav d'rabui, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Rabbi, Rabbi, below the chorus. So Rabbi Natan is very much opposed to this opinion. Very much opposed. Doesn't like it at all. Upiwish Rabbi Natan, Elu Ovrin means what? The Pesach Ha'ochlin. Elu Ovrin, those who eat it are in violation. If you eat it, you're over. Not that the object is over, but if you eat it, you're over. Wow. What an amazing shot. An amazing shot. If you eat it, you're over. Listen very carefully now. If you eat it, you're over. Look inside, please. Pirish over me ala shulchan. The ain necholin ki ain pirish rivash a pirish over me na olam. He's over me na shulchan. Question. If Rabbi Natan is right, that Ovrim is min ha-shulchan, can I leave it in my pantry? Can I just put it away in a closet? Or must I burn it or sell it to a god? What do you say? So far. Take it off the table. Put it in your closet. Put a sign, do not enter, comments, and shine good. Well, the rush is not finished. Bahash the last time of the Mefarsh the Elberation Mechilta. Who remembers back of that vase? Omar Allah. Wow, a long time ago. The Mashit Tzorach Levoyer Esa Chometz Min Abayit. Velo Saga Le Bebidu. Why? Mishim the Chometz Lo Bedili In Shiminei Yosalash Le Bebayis Kol Yeh Kutu Mei Kam Tehide Kol Hane De Mas Nisan Af Le Pir Shem In the Tam Shein Over Alem Le Bayroh Nevertheless De Chashina And Zilma Osa Le Mecha Minayu. So the principle of Shema Yavu Le'ochlo applies even to Kol Devein Tam. You'd have to get rid of it because of Shema Yavu Le'ochlo. Like we saw Pshat Chometz Nukshe according to the Mechaber, according to the Mechaber Avraham a few minutes ago. Avo, le'idach time of the Parshina Mishun de'echmira Torah la'av v'ayirah v'ayimotze hecha de lo bitl. Remember that expression, it's very important. If there's no bitl, the Torah has the nisus arayis of v'ayirah v'ayimotze. Therefore, echmira chachavim livdov v'lot min abayis afal pisha bitlu. If that were true, or that reason is true, hoyamutr la'hashos kol elu v'abayis Kevin Dain over our land by Raw the Fierce Shem in the Tom. You can keep it in the house. You can keep it in the house. You can have both sides. You can keep Chometz Nukshe in the house if you have in the Tom. Because there's no by Raw by Yimotze. And the reason is that Shem Rebbe Lachah, the reason is because of Otto Bayo Bayo Matzeh, and it's all Bayo Bayo Matzeh. Who argued on the Rosh? Who seems to argue on the Rosh? Who argued? Tell us where, what's up? Stop, hey, everybody keep one hand here. Don't go away. Keep one hand here and turn back to that phase of it out. If you remember, I don't know if you can highlight for the first day of Shir, I told you, we're all going to learn the first day of the Tosis. And I told you then that after Pesach, when it comes back, it gets to the second day. No one believes me. Nobody thought we'd ever get back. I wrote to the Shaka Yaka Kedusa, so they'll never get to it. We're back, Rabosa. We're here. And it's still the month of Nisan, correct? We still a few more hours, correct? We still got in the month of Nisan. We're back here where we began. What did it say? Venira the Rashbo. Dafilu lefitam. Everyone have a place? Huh? Dafilu lefitam ha'achron. Sarach loma de'echmiru chachamim v'chol chomet afilu v'chomet nukshev alei tarobes af al gav d'lecha val yuroya lepirish rabbeinu tam b'reish elu orim. I refuse to learn it 6 months ago. Whatever it was. Mix up everybody. What's Elo Oven? What's a bit of time? What's Nuksha? Now we're ready to learn it. So Omar, you bring a proof positive that even a bit of time has to agree, you have to get rid of it. Proof. The Omar Siri sorry. Vahainu Chomet Nuksha. Kidamucha Chosam. Oh boy. Enough in the Mishnah, you have to get rid of Chomet Nuksha. How can anybody in this right mind disagree? Which we're not discussing today. Mashmud also lahash also. The mudda lahash also. If it's mudda the kibbutz, am I sorry? Yasha also alachar pesach via mudda mudda. You need to have the pesach. What's it burning for? Rabbi Yehuda. Who says what? That's chomet she'over all of a pesach also min haTorah. If you recall correctly, that's chomet. Lo also Rabbi Yehuda chomet achar pesach. Ela b'chomet gomer. The Gibel cry. Remember the Torah's manah, the Lifnei's manah, the Achas manah. The Kamal Chav Testament base. Ava ben Nukshe, the Leka El Achad Krah, Afil Rabbi Yehuda Molet. Only also when on Pesach, not after Pesach. And by the way, what else? Not Pashas before Pesach. The Rosh Tov. We'll come to that a little later. But off on the Tosfos. How could the Rosh go against? How could the Rosh go against the Mishnah? Mishnah, not a Gemara. The Mishnah says, what? Siri, sorry. A Mishnah. The Korban is on. The Kotuchet is well aware of this problem. Bring Siri, sir. What will he do? Oschet. What am I going to do with this? Says the Korban is on. And at the end, the last line, he tells us, look at the Mogad Avram. The Mogad Avram says the Beferish. It's the one I asked to put on the Ma'am HaKomah. It's about Barichus. It's really sort of lifted from the Mogad Avram. Because you don't have Mogad Avram in front of you. If you do have him in front of you, let's read it from the Korban HaSan. Rebbeinu Tam, Muki, Lo, Lahach, Masisin, of Siri, Yisarev, the Iri, B'yomtev. So what? So it's Yomtev. Big deal. Mazel Tov, it's Yomtev. So what? Bachi Berushim. Kevan shehiskil lo isa liyo siur biyomtev I efshir lefos the lab ochel nefeshu v'im kain al korchach yaniach. So you can't bake it. If you can't bake it, what are you going to do with it? You have to leave it. What's going to happen when you leave it? No. V'as yalidei chimut gomur mishum hachi yisarev k'mosh ha'klop ha'zak ha'bach tov men v'om which we discussed way back in the first parak by Kofal of a Sakli. Chomet shenasa biyomtiv levara biyomtiv. V'zeo machlokos ha-polskim v'tur. V'rajma tzvilek inach polskim v'also lisva filo chomet hanasa biyomtiv. Ayin mogan avrom top membeis alf. So the only way out of this mess, says the Korban HaSanah, let's go on to Rabbi Natam, is to assume that the reason why I have to burn this seer, not because it's seer. No! Seer you can keep. Chomet suksh you can keep. The only reason why you can have to burn is why, help me out, is why, no. Why, again, what? Because you're afraid if you don't touch it, what's going to happen to it? It's going to become chometz gomur. So whether you burn it now or burn it becomes chometz gomur, that's an interesting technicality. But you have to burn it because it's going to become chometz gomur. if you had a way that somehow to zap it and make it remain sear, you could keep it, and you need to have a good time at the party and Rosh Chodesh year. In fact, the whole shear. Not sear. It's a gewaldic. A sear party. Listen to shit, I don't know if anyone's seeing your shit. So I mean, that would be great. That's what he says. This, of course, is a great chiddush. The Bachan Avraham said the event for the tour. And it runs into many, many technical problems. The Chazon Ish is extremely agitated about this. This Bachan Avraham, it's impossible. He throws 10 kashas at it. And the truth of the matter is that there is a big chiddush. The Bachan Avraham and the Kavan said, that's not the Pashup shot. Not the simple shot. Doesn't say something about Yadav Chalamayit, and it's a big controversy. So what do you do though? The mouth. The Chazon Ish kedaka b'karei kazeh with a whopper chiddush, an unbelievable chiddush. Get out of this problem. Unbelievable. He says the rush only allows you to keep the seer on Pesach if you did bittul. If you did bittul, you can keep it. If you didn't do bittul, you can't keep it. Beres? Let's dig out the wires for the moment. Let's just get the wax. He says, look, this is a Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin Tikkun Vav on the Ma'amar Kaf. One paragraph is the whole Chiddush Nifla. He brings a riot from Lashon of the Rosh. After all, he says, the whole discussion, the Rosh keeps mentioning the word Bittul. Look, let's read it. I think he mentioned Bittul two or three times. Let's take a look. I will eat the time, back away, right above the Ches. Just those, the line above the Ches and below the Ches. The whole thing is two lines. I will eat the time of the Perishina. Should the Achmira Torah Lavrah of a Bayra by Yemata Hechad Lo Bitlo? Today, for Achmira Chacham of Limdok Lotzim and Abayit Apophisha Bitlo? Hoya Mutu Lahashas Kol Elu Papayas came and then over the Bayra by Mas Bishop in the town. So the Chazon Ish, what? Be Bitlo. The end, but the third time is not there. Ha ha ha. He put it in. That answers Sir Yisarei. Sir Yisarei, this Chazon Ish, believe Bitlo. And the rush is not there only when after Bittul. It's a brilliant answer. In my opinion, it makes no sense. Someone just said before, what did you ask a three-letter word? Who just said what? What does Bittul accomplish on those sides? Bittul eliminates what? We don't have to be the first day of the year. I hope you remember something. What is correct? Bittul knocks out by Yerol by Yimotzei. Rabbi the Tom just got to say that by Sirot, no,
there is no
bayo by Yemotze. So Bittul should play absolutely no role. That's David's question. More than that, the Chazon Ish is trying to tour this way. And guess what? In the rush, you can Bireya come. And since the rush mentioned the word Bittul twice, so you have to stick it in a third time. Guess what? In the tour, the word Bittul does not appear. It's nowhere to be seen. And to assume that the tour meant Bittul when it didn't say a word about Bittul is mind-boggling. I'm just curious. I didn't look it up. In the back of the Rosh is something called the Kitzer Piskei HaRosh. You know who wrote that? Who wrote it? Tur. I'm curious what he has in the back over here. Does he have anything over here? No. Don't even look. Nothing here. Didn't make it into the Kitzer. Didn't make it. A plea. It's not much a plea. Nope. But the problem is, major problem. So the Chazon Ish says, you know what? That Mishnah, what does that Mishnah say? Seer Yisorei for Ha'Ochlo Potter. We have Ha'Ochlo Potter, Chazon Ish. Potter means what? Says Chazon Ish means also means only midrabbana. Potter. We have expression potter avalos, right? If you eat it, you're potter, but it's also midrabbana. That's Chazon Ish. See from there that even though the isa to eat is only midrabbana, nevertheless there is a requirement to burn it. So Chazon Ish explains the everyone agrees to that. That's before Bittul, and the rush only considers the opposite conclusion after Bittul, which we said before is very difficult to assume that. Very difficult. In my opinion, I have a different answer to you. Completely different answer. Siya Yisari for Ochla Potter. Kaddish assumes Ochla Potter is only us to eat, only us to eat him in the Rabban. And I say no. Really very argumentative today. I say no. The fact that an Ochla Potter does not automatically mean it's no problem for me to the right. Potter means Potter, no Malchus, no Kares, I agree to that. Let's not forget. Oh, turn to the Mishnah. Give you your memories and play tricks with you. Turn to Mem Chesem Et Beis. Mem Chesem Et Beis. Who's speaking? Mi amar al mi, they say when you're growing up. Who is speaking over here? Let's read. We have to take hold of your breath. It's a long time you get to an A. All right, I'm going to take a deep breath. Sir Yisarei fa'och lo potter, Siduk Yisarei fa'och lo chayv kares, Eizu sir kekarni chagovim, Siduk shenis arvu stokin zebazed, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The entire first part of the mission goes according to whom? Rabbi Yehuda. What's the matter? Already a question? I didn't say anything. That's the only way to read it. How else can you read it? Right. Okay. See that? Even I can't even read without being interrupted. Okay, maybe you're right. Some say, Hatsir Yisara for Ochla Potter, Sidik Yisara for Lachayat Taurus, period. Bechol Adeus. That's a summary, yeah? Okay, I think you're right. I think you're correct. Instead of Balamor reading. But if I'm not mistaken, all those arguments of Balamor, which is a Rova Rishonim, read it my way. Without coming up for air in the middle. It may have been a very good point. You take a deep breath in the middle or not. It's relevant. Allah Malamaita. For those words, for our guests, they look a little bit puzzled. It's a question. All right, I'm giving Yikvot Hamitcha Chavav Allah HaKishaloch. So for the benefit of our guests, it's a question out of Paskin in this Machlokas over here. On that Menbeiz of Anal, there seems to be a Stam Mishnah which tells us that Chometz Nukshet as you get Malkus. And many Rishonim say, we Paskin that way. And as a matter of fact, no. The question, whether the Mishnah Mem Chesem Et Beis, what does it have to say about the issue of Chometz Nukshet? Siyu Yisarei for Ochla Potter. So therefore the Ramban says that you can't pass the Stam Anaf Mem Beis with the Stam Anaf Mem Ches against Mem Beis. Right? Or at least the Machlokas. So therefore, it's either two stams against each other, the Ran puts it, or Ramban has both, or Stam Achach Machlokas. That assumes they read like I read, right, Mayor? They read it straight, they're not coming up for air. Right. Well, which way is which? Hold on. Stam Achach Machlokas? Well, the two issues, it's a little bit complicated. The two issues in the Mishnah. One is what's called Seer, what's the dinner Seer. In any event, okay, I don't want to, I think I'm confusing everybody. The guests, the Talmidim, everyone's being confused. No. May I suggest, see, serve, offer, potter, city, serve, offer, correct, everybody reads that. Let's mind the public. Now I have a new question. The Machlok is, what's seer and what's seer? And the Rabbi Yudas says one thing, come disagree. In terms of the definition of seer.
What's the second
Zevizel? Where? What does Zevizel mean? Zevizel means no. Karnei chagovim and it's arvu stokin. That's not called seer. That's called what? Chometz gomur. What is seer, rather? What is seer? Chsifu punish. But they can all subscribe to the first line of the Mishnah. I'm not sure the problem. Anyway, this is the. Oh, so let's go back over here. The way I read it, anyway, it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking, and it could be others agree with Rabbi Yehuda. That's the question. What's Rabbi Yehuda's take, if you will, on Seir? We discussed it once before today. You can't find it in Masechta Pesachim. Not to be found. What Masechta do you find in of all Masechtas? Chulin. What did Rabbi Yehuda say in Masechta Chulin? What's the story? One of two things. We're not sure. In Masechta Chulin. What did he say in Masechta Chulin? One of two things. Either it's a Safek. What does Safek mean? Maybe it's Chometz, maybe it's not Chometz. Maybe it's Chometz, maybe it's not Chometz. It's obvious why he's sorry. Why is it obvious why he's sorry? It may be actual Chometz Gomer. No question about it. It's obvious why he's sorry. Nothing to talk about. What's the other possibility called Rabbi Yehuda? What is it? Beria Bifnei Atzma. Beria Bifnei Atzma. Separate category. It's neither Chometz nor Matz. How did Rabbi Akiva Eger explain that? Neither here nor there. It's an Easter I say, right? Now, should that require Sreifa or not? That's the question. What will be your reaction? Should it require Sreifa, this barrier of Ifnasma, or should it not require Sreifa? Huh? What do you say, yes or no? No. Shouldn't require strength. Shouldn't require strength. Let me bring you a raya that you're right. A raya that you're right. From my elder Zayda. Who's that? The Tshuvah Tnei Yoshua. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but the history, my history of my illustrious family. So our guests, for the benefit of our guests. The Tnei Yoshua, from whom I understand, at least according to my Torah, my tradition, was the same of Tnei Yeshua on Shas. His grandfather, who's much more famous for his Teirut, in which he defends Rashi against all comers. Every time he says a Kash against Rashi, he gives a Teirut. What's that Teirut called? Famous Teirut, no? No, it will fail the course. You don't know my great Megine Shlomo. The Megine, he defends Shlomo against Rashi, against all Kashas. Every Kashas, no matter the biggest Kashas, will find some kind of a Teirut. He also had a statement called Shailas and Chuvis Pnei Yoshua. The grandson took the name of his grandfather, what a statement of Pnei Yoshua on Shas. Read that read biography, by the way. He was never around his family. He was saved miraculously. Under a rubble, there was a fire. His house was. He didn't get in the mail last year. Everybody got in the mail last year. His house went on fire. It was an article. Beautiful. His house was on fire, and the rubble was just under the mound. The rubble, he thought he was going to die for sure. He made a neder to Hashem, if I get out of this thing alive, I'm going to pay a safer and shot. Wow. Imagine that. He didn't want to write a safer, but he gave it. So there's neder. So we have three big volumes as a result of that fire. Usually fire destroys for him, and fire creates for him. Anyway, so Chuvas Meginesh, the Chuvas Pnei Yoshua, said like this. He's medayik in the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam which we saw. The Rambam in Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel. I asked you to see it. I want to read it to you now again if I could find the Rambam. I gave it away. I gave my Rambam away. I need it back. I'm sorry. I gave it to you. Not the Zayla, but gave it to you, Beheta. See if you can pick up the dig of the Elta Zeta in lashon of the Rambam. Perikei Halacha Yud Gimel. The person, I'm just making it in English quickly. The person is working with the dough, it never becomes common. You pick your hand away, and now you wait a while for Hechmit v'yisorev miyad. If you wait for a sheer meal, what's the meal? You know what that means? The 18 minutes. For Hechmit v'yisorev miyad. Listening? That's seer, right? That's our version of seer, that's a chomim. vein chayav and olav karet. What phrase is missing? V'saresh miyad. Wait a minute. How can it be missing? It said in the Mishnah, what? Siur yisarev. Siur yisarev. And vezu siur kol shechsif upon a god shandu sarosov. Gevalt. We should say that what? It's chomet yisarev miyad. Ram is mashman atawe. He left out the word yisarev miyad. Left it out. Left it out. Why did he leave it out? Why did he leave it out? Why did he leave it out? That's the question. I think the answer is, according to the Rambam, as I said to you before, this is a din derabbanan. Midoraisa, what is this thing? It's what is it? Is it what? It's what? Matzah. Hetzegomer. It's considered to be matzah. There's no need to jump and run right away to burn it. Okay? No need. Now, taking this into account, we go back to Siur Yisarev on top. Siur Yisarev, if you have Yehuda hold, that Siur is a suffix, so it's Yisarev, why? Because why? Because it's a Kshash Chamesh Gamadarais. The question becomes, what if it's a Beria Bifnei Atma? Should Beria Bifnei Atma require Yisarev or should not require Yisarev? What would you say? We said before, what was the Svara? Should it require Yisarev or should it not require Yisarev? Logically we said no. Why should it not require Yisarev? A Beria Bifnei Atma just means, you know what? That that is an Isur Atzei, but there's no Bayiro Bayimase. Bayiro Bayimase is limited to Chometz. This is not Chometz. Not called Chometz at all. If you learn the Gzera Shemi Avoli Ochlo, then you should have to burn it. Why? Because if you eat it, you're already to the right. The Shemi Avoli Ochlo should apply. But if the Yisur is a Shemba'yiro by Yamate, then you shouldn't apply Shemi, so you see what you start. So the question is going to be, what do you do? What will this last line in the rush, what will you do with the Mishnah? How many suggestions do we have so far? Two. The Korban Asana. See, Yisarev is going to come home as Gavra. If you leave it, it's talking about Yotzev and you can't bake it. And the Chazanish, the distinction between Bittul and not Bittul. Both Teirutzim we found a little bit, weren't so happy with. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, I'm going to try to give you a Teirut. And tomorrow, there will be new Ma'am HaKoymes on this new topic of Tarovis Chomis. We're just about finished with Nukshin. Just about. I hope you got a clearer picture today. If you have any questions, you can ask me after the shoot. Everyone should remember Yalav Yavo. I thought it was clear yesterday. I hope you all understood it clearly. Because before we begin Tarubis Chomet, which is the topic for today, there's still a number of small items we didn't quite finish about Chomet Nukshe. I first want to say what I'm not going to talk about. I just made it was on the Ma'am HaKomas and I realized I wanted to talk about it, and I realized it's going to make things too complicated for you. But to let you know what you're missing, there was a discussion about the sugya in the Sefer Menachos, which had to do with Meperis may pay with water, may pay without water. But the tshuva is no Rabbi Yehuda about the Yehuda said that one of two things must emerge. Either that chametz nukshe is doraisa, or that may pay with the naim is chametz gomer doraisa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. So he started off a tshuva like that, a whole paragraph like that. And that was the subject of great criticism. Like, Gadol Yisrael didn't like that whole mamonah of his. Don't bring me any riots from Menachas. Menachas is different than the Korachayat, what I asked him to see. Explain why it should be different. And I think he's right that it's different, but the way he describes it with Rav Meir and Yehuda came out exactly the reverse from everything I told you. And I wanted to go into the details, but I realized you're having enough trouble to figure out what I said, and then explain it to someone else, Faker. So I'm just telling you, that's Faker. If you figure out my way of looking at things, Rav Meir is exactly the reverse of what he said. That's number one. And the Chazon Ish, they did not put on the Maariv Kamis, I'm trying to limit things. In his parish on some Kuf Kav Dalet, is one I have today, this is Likud HaMachsochim, so I'm back on Lamas Chesem and Beis, there the Chazon Ish says that no, there's no riot, because the Gemara is referring to a case where you first made water only, and subsequently you added the made parish. Kitzur, they both disagree with the Nodav Yehuda for a different reason. The guy just want to say, well, we're not going into. All right, you all, and also while I finish, even the late comes over here. So now we can start with everybody here, I hope. What we are going to discuss today is as follows, in terms of the completion of the old topic. We left off yesterday with the Rosh and the Tur. Let's look inside the Rosh inside, and then we'll just review that briefly. I added a new Rosh today because it gives an insight into the old Rosh. The Rosh that over here, in Perek Gimel, Siman Aleph, the Tzumah is no by Ro, by Imasei, by Tyromus, by Chomet Nukshin. Right? The Tzumah is no by Ro, by the Tam Shita. So the question is, if Tzumah is no by Ro, by Imasei, by Tyromus Nukshin, what's it in? Do you keep it around? Or can you not keep it around? What do you say? So the Rosh, he thinks, it should depend on an old story, a long discussion. What is that? Why is it? As Chazal said, you have to get rid of Chavit. Get rid of it. Get it out of the house. So we went back and told us that Beis and Menal spoke about it. We have two svaros. Either because Shem Yavol in Ochlo, or what? Or, well, the Torah is Machlo by Rabbi Yemotze. But before Bitzel, we're Machlo even after Bitzel. So the Rosh quotes both reasons over here, and that's the critical question. Why? If you're worried about eating, then even though there's no Bayer Rabbi Yemotze, you're afraid he's going to eat it. However, if what? If it's a question of Bayor Bayi Mate, there is no Bayor Bayi Mate over here, and therefore should be Mutter, the Hashem Kalele Babayim, because there's no Bayor Bayi Mate. That's what the Rosh said. He doesn't say which, he just doesn't give you a definitive conclusion. There's no Psak Halach in the Rosh. May or may not keep it. Doesn't say a word. His son is Tur. That's the one that the Magen Avraham discussed this last. Says, take a stand. That this car, this chametz nukshe, you can keep it in the house. You can keep it in the house. But the question can be raised both against the Rosh and against the Torah. Against the Mishnah of Furesh. The Mishnah says, Sir Yisarev. And Sir Yisarev indicates they have to get rid of it. How can they go against the Mishnah? That's not my raya. Who brought the raya first? Remember? Tosaf Beis. Tosaf Beis and Menal. Tosaf Beis and Menal. Don't drain it. It's enough for the Mishnah. See, sorry. They have to say, Menir or Ashbo, whatever. It's a low plug. Even though there's no Bayer by Yemotzei, nevertheless, you have to get rid of it. So how can the Rosh suggest over here? The Tur say, Aloch Ola Maitzah. You don't have to get rid of it. That's the question. So as far as the Tur is concerned, there's already a literature. The Mogan Arama, the fancy shot. See, sorry, it means what? Come on, what does he say? It means Yosef is going to become Chavetz Gomer. You can't bake it up, can't bake because it's Yosef. That's what the Rav, the Korban Asano quotes from the Mogan Avraham. The Chazesh is all wrong, and this is the Yev Bizzle, no Bizzle. But she saw it's Ika Chosem and Asefer in the Torah, and even the Rosh doesn't seem to say that. This is in his analysis. So we were left with the Kasha yesterday, no terror. So I want to give you a terror. Two terrors. A simple terror, which will satisfy the Torah. I don't understand what's happening over here. I've again called a collapse on the Parsha. Yesterday I was a part that was dove once, and the Nachman once, and the Meir once, all three times against everybody. But here I'm against everybody again. I'm giving a simple shot of the Torah, it's so simple, and nobody says like me. I mean, I didn't see anyone in print say like me. It's against the Chazon Ish, for sure. It's against the Korban Istana on the Mogan Avraham. As a simple shot of all. Siri story for a whole Potter. Right? Now, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. That's the way he assumed. The Rosh himself seems to say it that way. The Rosh says over here in Perek Gimel Siman Aleph at the bottom. You saw at the very bottom of the second column where he says, Baha Allah Rabbi Yehuda Dama Ha'okla Potter. That's the key line. Who said to you, you story for Ha'okla Potter? Me or not on me? Rabbi Yehuda said it. That's the fourth and the last line. Right? Allah Rabbi Yehuda Dama Ha'okla Potter. Rabbi Yehuda said so. We had discussed that with Meir. That there's a few lines in between. Right? There's a whole discussion. Who said what? The Rosh said it speaks. Rabbi Yehuda speaks. Rabota, the Gemara Chulachav Gimel as a Shaila. Why did Potter come to Rabbi Yehuda? Two possibilities. Either what? Suffolk? If it's a Suffolk, then it's no question. Obviously, you have to get rid of it. If it's a Suffolk, it's a Bayer Rosa, right? Suffolk comes government of Rabbi. Or no, barrier. So the barrier is our problem. Why is barrier our problem? Because barrier, we forget there's no Bayer Rosa in barrier. It's not Chavitz. Because you can't eat it. I'm sure you can't eat it. Neither Chavitz nor Matzah. That's how Rabbi Kivegi explains it beautifully. But it's no Bayer Rosa. The answer is like this, Rabbi. If you look carefully in the Torah, you will see back in Tos Lamed Aleph, he paskin, that the reason why you have to get rid of the Chometz and the Chiyah Vedika is not because of Bayer Rosa, you must say. But Shema Yavo Li'Ochlo. Now, if it's Shema Yavo Li'Ochlo, the question is when the Chazal make this Gzeira. So perhaps the Torah is a very Pashas the Cheshbin. They make the Gzeira if there's a possibility of violating Issa Daraisa. Chazal are very fearful of Issa Daraisa. So therefore, there's a possibility of Issa Daraisa and Achila, they said, Da Yerob, I must say, they said, get rid of it even after Bittul, don't have it in the house. Out. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sir Yisarif. Why? Because the court of Rabbi Yehuda is an Issa Achila Daraisa. What's the Issa Achila called? We call the Issa Asay. As opposed to this very Mithniyatma. There was the need to the right if you eat it. Out! See, sorry. The beautiful she tells. We don't pass in that way. We pass in. He's not even discussing seer. We're talking over here about what? We're talking over here about the meaning of our Mishnah. The meaning of our Mishnah. What do they call it again? The Gimel Umnios. What do we call those things? Holon shall sofrim, v'zomen shall tzaboyim, v'amelon shall tabochim. These three things, there's no Issa Daraisa to eat them. We paskin, there is no malchus. We paskin, there's no lav. Also with the Rabbonon, presumably. If it's also with the Rabbonon, then the Chazal did not say you must get rid of it, shema yavo li'ochlo. Because even if you will eat it, you will not chalila be in violation of Issa Daraisa. So there's a Poshim shot in the Torah. Again, what's the kash against the Torah? How can the Torah say you can keep it against an up in the Mishnah? See, you sorry. The answer is Poshim. See, so there are the Torah holds that the reason for the getting rid of the Chometz is why? Shem Yavali Ocho. That's right, the Simon Tov Lam and Aleph and Feirish. But they only made a Gzera up to Achila Zarayt. Not by the Rabbon. So therefore, what does it say? By the Zarayt out, to get it? That's Seir Yisarif. But here the Torah is not discussing Seir. What the Torah is discussing over here is what? He's discussing the Mishnah Nachman Beis, which is only after the Midrash Rabbanan. Seir, I don't know what he passes by Seir. I don't know if where the Torah discusses Seir. I don't remember. But as far as our Mishnah is concerned, it's only the Rabbanan. That's why there's no Seir, I must get rid of it. And there was Mudalah Shosa. So that's a partial chat. Came there early in the Torah. You don't have to come on to the carpet and sandals. No chakras in Mogad Avraham, but Yontif, or the Chazon Ish, bittul, no bittul, ikah chosim and a seif, and my pshat's beautiful. So the Gevaldik of Pshat, the fourth part now, I'm against everybody. Now the Rosh, yeah. The feeler of Yehuda is different than Nuksha and our Mishnah. La Halacha. May not be a difference. Could be it's a question of how you pass it. If you pass it, also Machila Doraisa, you have to get rid of it. Also Machila Darbon, you also get rid of it. I'm not, oh, I know that Rabbi Yehuda also feels that also Doraisa, which should bury him. And as a tour pass is in our Mishnah, also the Darbon. I'm not going into the details of who holds what about the other thing. And that's not our concern right now. Now, the Rosh. The Rosh is a bigger problem. Because the Rosh in the second side is not discussing Shami Yavol Yachlo. The Rosh is saying what? It's the issue of Vayiro Vayimah. It's saying Afal Pikein. He says that, I should say Afal Pikein. Besides the dependent Vayiro Vayimah, he suggests that in the case of our Mishnah, he says what? There's no Vayiro Vayimah. And as a result, what the Rosh says to me one more time, he says that even though Mutal Hashos Kolel Mabayat came and the Ain Over Land of Vayiro Vayimah to the Pure Shavin Atah. If Rabbi Natan is right, there's no Bayor Bayamate, then what? You can keep it. Frekta Sakash, we did talk about the end of the Shia, so we got stuck. But seriously, there's no Bayor Bayamate. Because seriously, said, what is it? If you'll say it's a Suffolk Chometz Gomer, then again, it's understood automatically, of course. You have to get rid of it. Sakha Darais of Bayor Mamash, and Chometz Gomer Darais. But if it's a Shim Beria, and Beria is not Chometz, even if it's an Easter essay of Shiva Shem Matzto Chelu, but it's not chometz, no bayirah. So why do you have to get rid of it for? That's the kasha. I thought about it again, and I came up with the same answer. The same answer. It goes as follows. The answer is, yes, it's true. It's true that the reason is bayirah bayimotzi. But Tosis taught us a big yisod in that vase. What's the yisod again was in that vase, the Tosis? And although the reason is by Rabbi Yimate, still, that's true, but it's only true when it's Macholas Asturus Daraisa. Serious Sarah, even if it's a bear, it's Macholas Asturus Daraisa. So they have a low clue, you don't know by Rabbi Yimate, out. But the Rosh is saying over here, the local of Maitu, it only be the Rabbana, then they said, there's no low clue. That's what I think. Perhaps, the possibility. And the Rosh is not as glatt. The Torah is a little bit better. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? It's not the
Doraisa. It's sure
Doraisa.
Only to
eat it.
Right.
So why can't you just leave it around?
You can. The Doraisa, that's what Rabbi Natan is saying, but the Doraisa, you can leave it around. There's no by a month in Chometz Nuksha. But the Chazal, Tosfos and Daf Beis proved.